Hi there, I'm Jimmy. Thanks for tuning into the show. If you like what you're about to hear, you can get the full experience and see the video on YouTube in the description with this episode. And you can always find more episodes and activities waiting for you at dwaba.org. Hi everybody, I'm Jimmy and this is Dinosaurs Will Always Be Awesome. Many artists and composers are known to leave behind great and unfinished works, and I'm in Brooksville, Florida with an inspiring creation. Like an unfinished novel or a symphony, except that it's a dinosaur. This is the Headless Dinosaur of Hernando County, built by artist and sculptor August Hervéd, who was inspired by 1964's New York World's Fair Dinoland and decided to make his own.
Most will already have an interest in Sinclair's Dinoland, an unforgettable dramatization of the fabulous world of dinosaurs. Monsters like Tyrannosaurus, the most terrifying flesh eater that ever lived, the armored Stegosaurus, and Triceratops. And most outstanding of all will be the 70-foot-long Brontosaurus, the symbol of the Sinclair trademark.
This full-size sauropod stands about 25 feet tall, is made of concrete and plaster over a wire and steel armature. It's unfinished because, tragically, August passed away in an accident while still working on his Brontosaurus in 1967. This big Bronto was actually the last of a herd of dinosaur sculptures that roamed this land of County Road 476. This big one still remains here, but the other dinosaurs have been moved to different areas around Florida. You can read more about August Hervéd and his big Bronto on Roadside America and at the link in the comments below. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Kevin, who is actually part of the owner of the property, and he took me on a wild adventure inside of this amazing dinosaur. What do you call it?
I call it a headless dinosaur, but the real name of it is a brontosaur. Mm-hmm. I came back here from Iowa back in May. This thing has not been touched in over 50 years. So I decided in Halloween, I was gonna decorate it for Halloween, which I did. And it made the newspaper. And in Christmas, I said, well, I'm gonna decorate it again. So me and my sister-in-law and my brother, Steve, we put the lights up over the top and the rest of it, we did by hand. Somewhere. But I put this here just for kids and parents to get up in there. Actually has steps inside to go. I think it would make a great apartment. I really do.
This is incredible. So Kevin, you were telling me a moment ago that you and your brother bought this property.
My brother bought the property. Mm-hmm. They gave him the 5 acres. And the dinosaur was on the property, so it goes with, it's part of the property.
Right.
The guy that originally started this dinosaur lived in that little house over there, which is no longer with us. He passed away.
Brooksville actually has a really rich fossil history, outside of dinosaurs, of course. The area is known as Bone Valley. Out here, big mines like the Vulcan mine that we're driving past right now are sources for a lot of rich calcium phosphate used for road building. Now, the thing about calcium phosphate is it also makes bones really, really strong. So a lot of the fossilized remains of animals and invertebrates that have been found out here are extra high quality because their bones have been preserved so well chemically.
How many visitors do you think you get each year for this guy?
A year? I'm gonna say there's 10 or 20 a day, so.
Oh, really?
And this thing gets more attention than most human beings ever thought of. I wish I was this thing, because the ladies that take pictures and their children and even the guys. I mean, we've had bikers line up out here and take pictures. It's just great. Bicyclers come by. It makes a big difference when you do little things like this. I mean, some people may say it's stupid. It looks dumb, but I think it looks cool.
It looks awesome.
I love the fact that you can, like I said, you can down the steps, go right into the tail. actually crawl back there if you want to,
dude. I'm going to take your word for it.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to do it every year as long as I got energy to do it. If people start donating stuff and leave it on my porch, I'll even do more.